Even if wars are not grinding to a halt amid the global COVID-19 pandemic, something else is refugee resettlement. The pause on the global relocation of refugees is leaving families divided and people stranded thousands of miles from each other. The World's Rupa Shenoy reports.
In Ohio, a couple separated from their baby finally thought they were going to be reunited. Damin Abshir told me the story in Somali through an interpreter. 4 years ago, she and her husband, Muhammad, were living in a refugee camp in Ethiopia when they finally got approval to be resettled in the United States. Mohammed was sick and needed medical treatment, so rather than delay to get their newborn baby daughter Nimco's paperwork in order, they left her behind with her grandmother. They've been fighting to bring Nimco to Ohio ever since. A few weeks ago, everything seemed to finally be in order for Nimco to join her parents. Then the coronavirus hit. Abshir doesn't know when she'll see Nimco again and can only hope it'll be soon. Because of COVID-19, the United Nations International Organization for Migration has put refugee resettlements on hold, quote, for as long as it remains essential. Advocates say that's left Abshir's family and thousands of other refugees worldwide in limbo. Yael Schaefer is senior U.S. advocate for Refugee International.
They're refugees who are survivors of violence or torture. They're unsafe where they're living. These are sort of the people who really, really do need to be resettled. They need to be gotten out of there.
Canada is the current world leader in resettlement. It expected to welcome about 30,000 refugees this year. Shauna Labman is an associate professor of human rights at the Global College University of Winnipeg. She says it's hard to know how people in the pipeline will be affected by the current stop in resettlements.
Because it's really hard to know how long this will actually continue. The likelihood is it'll slow down everything, of course.
That means families stay separated longer because many people in the process of coming to Canada are joining relatives who've already settled there.
So I'm sure a lot of people are left feeling extremely fearful in these moments. There's a lot of precarity at play right now.
At the International Rescue Committee, Jennifer Syme worries some will see the suspension in refugee resettlements as confirmation of the unfounded fear that foreigners are bringing COVID-19.
I mean, we're already seeing here in the United States attacks against Asian Americans just because of the coronavirus.
She says refugees approved for resettlement have gone through extensive health and security checks. Officials are actually worried they'll be exposed and infected while traveling.
What's important is to ensure that this pause in the resettlement program due to COVID-19 doesn't become permanent, and that this is not used as an excuse for stopping the resettlement program, even at a time when COVID-19 is no longer an issue.
Until the program resumes, Damin Abshir says she and her husband in Ohio can do nothing but pray. They've just had another baby, a little boy, who they can't wait to introduce to his big sister. But they worry that back in Ethiopia, their daughter Nimco could be in danger. With little access to water and other basic services, advocates warn refugee camps could soon be hotspots for COVID-19. Abshir says for now, Nimco's life is in God's hands. For The World, I'm Rupa Shenoy.